This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Today, after a signature from the President of the United States, the $1 trillion infrastructure bill will be law of the land. States that will get the most per capita have a lot of space, if not wilderness. They're certainly rural. Think Alaska, Montana, Wyoming. Marketplace's Savannah Maher reports.
In the winter, driving Montana's highways can be treacherous. But Missoula County Commissioner David Strohmeyer says flying to the other side of the state isn't a great option either.
You have to fly outside of Montana to a regional hub, only then to fly back into Montana.
Strohmeyer's county will spend some of its infrastructure dollars repairing roads for winter driving. And as chair of the Big Sky Passenger Rail Authority, he hopes to see expanded Amtrak service.
We are keenly aware of on the ground what needs to happen.
But some of rural America's local governments aren't prepared, says Jane Kolodinsky with the University of Vermont. For some, this will be the first opportunity to carry out big projects like broadband expansion.
It's up to the communities to really step up to this opportunity.
Kolodinsky lives in Burlington and hopes her local officials will put funding towards paving dirt roads that turn into sludge come mud season. I'm Savannah Maher for Marketplace.